reporter said, "You share your seed with your neighbors? They grow the same corn as you do, and they too submit it for judgment to compete with you? Why would you share your seed corn with the neighbor?" And the farmer said, "It's easy. Simple. Because corn is pollinated by the wind, unless I make sure that my neighbors are growing quality corn, I can't grow award-winning corn." Wouldn't our world be very different if that farmer actually existed? Maybe, somewhere. But if we all invested like that farmer in our community and our neighbors. The secret, of course, to bearing good fruit, to tasting heavenly fruit, is to sharing the gospel with others, is making sure that everyone else around us is able to bear good fruit. Everyone else has the same seed of hope and faith that we do. The poor widow in today's gospel, she's almost dismissed and ridiculed for what seems like an insignificant contribution to the temple treasury. But she did not make an insignificant contribution. She made exactly the kind of gift that God asks us to give. She invested her entire life into the temple and into sharing the glory of God. For some weeks now, for four in fact, many of us have been reflecting daily with the little burgundy books about stewardship, a way of life, a way of recognizing the gifts that God gives us, a way of recognizing how I can share my seed with my neighbors. And we give for different reasons. For some, it's simply an overwhelming recognition of the great surplus that God has entrusted to us. For some, it is like the widow, all we have, and we give it to God, trusting Him. For others, it's like the farmer. We understand the more I invest in others, the better my fruit will be, the better my produce will be. And we give a variety of different gifts. Some are able to share the precious gift of time in little ways, in big ways, whatever it is, they share their time. Others work diligently to make sure that everyone feels welcome and has a place in the community. The gift of hospitality. Still others spend their time in working to support the emotional needs, responding to the emotional needs of members in our community. And of course, others, and you know them in your life as well, they give tangible gifts. It's important to them to really give something physical. And finally, and our community would not exist without these gifts of money, that we give to God what we have in proportion to what we have. We give back to God and trust our entire livelihood in the service of the gospel. Hopefully my ushers are still back there. I saw a couple of them walking around. They have some bright orange sheets to share with you. Not sure where they went, actually, because they're not standing up. But there's bright orange sheets and some pencils in which you can take some time now to respond as you feel called to give back to God a part of your life. Perhaps it is time or talent. It is a place for us all. And you don't have to do it on paper. In fact, there's a little code in the upper right-hand corner. It'll launch your smartphone browser directly to the location online, and you can record your response. After taking a few moments to respond, either electronically or in paper, we'll continue praying together, grateful for each person's contribution, grateful for the ways in which we together are doing exactly as that farmer, sharing the seed of the gospel, building the kingdom of God, not by investing solely in ourselves, but in recognizing how we can share that seed with others. Thank you for your part in that.